Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everyone. This is Pastor Shofax, and thank you so much for joining me for Blog Talk Radio for Favor Life, where we walk through the process of there every single day and watch God speak a word or has spoken a word concerning us and commands that word to manifest in our lives as we trust Him and obey Him and know that His word for our lives will never fail, but it would go forth and accomplish as we obey Him and walk by faith and not by sight. The faith walk is something that you can't tell anyone how specifically you're going to get there, how you're going to arrive, and how it's going to work. All you know is that the Lord spoke it, and He's called you to it, and He will perform those things that concern you. So we thank you so much for joining us today as we look at the lives of ordinary people in the Bible and see them as ordinary folks, unlikely characters that God has chosen, not superhuman Christians, but just ordinary people who face the same challenges we do, even though they were in a different century and they are were in a different time, the same problems that are arising are the same as we face because the Word of God lets us see that the Word is just the same today, yesterday, and forevermore, and it has the same power and authority that it did centuries ago to give and be an answer of right now for us as a very present help. So we see them face challenges. We see them make decisions, some of them good, some of them not. But we see the hand of God, even in the midst of what they're going through, because He's spoken a word concerning them, be performed in their life, and they watch God change them. And they're not only a blessing to themselves and their family, but to generations and to every race that they come in contact with, showing them the blessing of Abraham, that not only are they a blessing, but they are a blessing to every nation because they represent and speak and live the life that says, our God's mighty, our God's greater, and our God reigns because He lives. So thank you so much for joining me. Today we're going to still be talking to us as we walk through this promise of possessing some things that God has told us. And this is a walk where our spiritual growth happens as we trust God every single day, and He takes us through some things that we normally would not know how to go through according to the Word, but He's calling us to spiritually mature and do it His way and not our way, so that in itself is a blessing. We're going to deal with today about our focus. Sometimes we can focus on the wrong thing, and we can go after something so desperately and want it so desperately that we miss what God really wants to do in our midst and what He really wants to open up and reveal to us. And we're going to look at the book of Genesis again. For some reason, the Lord still has us in the book of Genesis, but it's so much meat and there's so much that we can learn and grasp from the lives of everyone that He shows us in the book of Genesis. But today we're going to be looking at Leah. And we're going to look at her and see how you can sometimes have your focus off and have your focus in the wrong direction instead of what God is really, really, really commanding us to see and to be. We see that Jacob had to leave because he has his brother's birthright, and his father is old, and he blesses Esau, and he blesses Jacob, but Jacob has made known to someone that as soon as his father is dead, that he's going to kill Jacob, and this comes to the knowledge of his mother, and so she sends him away to her brother, and Laban is her brother, and she sends him away. But when he gets there, Laban has two daughters, Leah and Rachel. He falls in love immediately with Rachel. And when he saw Rachel, he said that she was beautiful. That was his focus. That's what he wanted. That was in his heart. So his focus and his goal was, I'm going to get what I prize. I'm going to get what I desire. And
he worked 7 years, but because he was so in love with her, the 7 years went by, and it was like just a moment for him, because his strength, his heart, his will was in getting that prize, which was his wife. And we can learn from that, because there are times that God will have us doing something, and he will give us a time frame sometimes. The Lord will speak to say in the next 3 to 5 years, and we're looking at 3 to 5 years as if this is a long time, when time is actually being sped up on our behalf, and we are already almost half of a year is about upon us, and we just crossed over into 2014. And so sometimes we lose focus with time, not understanding that time, when we have the right mindset and our focus is in there and we have that energy with that knowledge and that zeal, that time will pass us by very, very quickly, and we can accomplish a lot for the Lord when we have that focus and when we're willing to put our hand to what he's telling us to. Well, we see here that Naaman says within himself, you cannot marry. He tricks him the night of the wedding. He brings in Leah and said it's not good for you to marry the younger before the older. And so the same kind of tricksting spirit characteristics that we've seen demonstrated through this lineage now shows up, and it goes to Jacob. And so he now has to work 7 more years. But Laban says to him, I'm going to, as soon as the marriage ceremony is over, the feast is over, I'm going to go ahead and give you Rachel. I'm going to go ahead and give you Rachel, and you're going to have her, but you're still going to work with me 7 more years. And so he was okay with that. But in the midst of everything, they forgot about one important person, Leah. Leah was not, the Bible says that her eyes were weak. And in that weakness, I believe that's the posture of how she sees herself, the posture of her spirit, and the posture of how she carried herself, as if she did not have the strength. She did not have the ability to see God perform some things in her life, as the Word has said. And we know that the enemy will challenge us when it comes to certain aspects of our walk to try to make it seem like we are weak and we don't have the strength to stand and we don't have the ability to stand and we can't do what God says. But the devil is a liar. He has no power over us and over the word that God has spoken concerning us. We must see ourselves as God sees us. We must see ourselves strong. And even in our weakness, then his strength sets in, and it is strength to us. It shows up to be the strong armor, the strong tower. It shows up in our lives to give us what we could not give ourselves. So we see this in the Word of God, and we know that that's the will of God and that we have to align ourselves with God's will, even when things don't look in the favor of what we think. So Leah's here, and no one has considered her feelings and considered the fact that she loves Jacob, even though he does not love her the same. She loves him. And her focus is, I'm going to get his attention. I'm going to make him love me. I'm going to let him see that I'm valuable too, that I'm worth loving. And so she begins to have children. The Lord says that the Bible says that the Lord saw how she was being mistreated. And he opens up her womb, and she begins to get pregnant. But God wanted her to, in that opening up her womb, to show her that he loved her and that he had a plan for her life. And the plan, even though it was to submit and love her husband, was to help give birth to the nation that the God of heaven had already spoken concerning the children of Israel. And even though I know she heard the promise of God and heard what God wanted to do, right now at this point, her focus was, I'm going to make him love me. So she could not see that God was demonstrating, and even in her pain, showing her love, showing her mercy and compassion, letting her know that her existence and her purpose was greater than what was happening to her. And sometimes that happens with us. We can get so focused on trying to show someone that we love them, or show a leader that we're faithful, or show someone that we're capable, show our boss. And we get so bent on showing them and proving to them that we forget that the purpose of God was the door, or was the voice that spoke to us and placed us in where we are. It was his love and his compassion that brought us there. It was his will that opened that door. And we cannot lose heart in what our assignment is. Yes, we're there to show that boss the love of God, and to show characteristics and integrity, and show that we're able to help them build what God has told them, and work with them and work with the team, and show leadership skills, and show them how to win with the Word of God, and how to win in a different method, especially if they're unsaved. But if they're saved, it's to show them that we together, we're touching and agreeing for the will of God to be done. And sometimes we can get to a place where we're trying to prove something, and we're trying to do something to show flesh that we have forgotten, and we've gotten off focus with the will and the assignment of God, that God himself has opened up our wound, so to speak, in the spirit, or in our giftings and our talent, to allow them to be seen for his purpose and his plan. So the Lord opens up her wound, and what we see here is when she first has the first child, she names him Reuben. And she wanted the love of her husband so much and so badly that the Message Bible says, look, I have a son. It's like she was trying to show him, I have a son. I've given you a son. Notice me. See me. And sometimes that's what happens. We're jumping through hoops for someone to see us. When God sees us, and he already knows what we are, and he knows what he wants to do in our lives, and he knows where he's taking us, and all we have to do is understand that even if someone else does not recognize us or acknowledge us or see us, God sees us, because he has a plan that is greater than where we are at. He has a plan that is more wonderful than the things that we've encountered or the things that we have faced. And we see this here with Leah. She needed to see and understand that the plan of God was greater than what Jacob was doing in her life, than what Jacob was not doing in her life, okay? So we see that. And once we see that, once we understand that, we see her get pregnant again. We see her get pregnant again, and she's still trying to get his focus. And when she has the next child, it means connection or attachment. Get attached to me. I'm doing something for you. Get attached to me. Get attached to me because I want you. It is only when she has Judah that we see that her posture changed. His name means praise. She begins to focus now on praising God and understanding that my purpose is more than this. My purpose is to give birth to the nation that she's bred. I need to do that. You have to, sometimes God will use sometimes circumstances to draw you back in to let you start focusing again on his will and his desires. And he'll start letting you understand that if he has a plan for your life, if he's spoken something concerning your life, it doesn't matter who doesn't acknowledge you. It doesn't matter who does not accept you. It doesn't matter who does not see you or who cannot connect to you. Because the purpose of God is greater than what they're doing or can't do or incapable of doing or incapable of seeing. God is going to make sure that will happen. And you've got to go back and grab your praise again. Go back and grab your worship. Go back and understand it is God who has blessed me. It is God who's opened up this womb of my talents, of my giftings, of my ability. It is God who's given me an opportunity. And I'm going to do it for his glory. Don't worry about the ones who tolerate you. Go to the ones who celebrate you and watch God do a miraculous thing. Thank you so much for joining me for Favor Life, and I pray that you'll be here tomorrow as we go through the process of there. God bless you and enjoy your day.